Scores of people have been injured during protest demonstrations on Eid al-Fitr in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Fierce clashes erupted between protesters and Indian forces after Eid prayers in different parts of the disputed Kashmir region. Protesters march on the streets, raising pro-independence and anti-government slogans. Police fire tear gas canisters and pellets at protesters, injuring scores. Many demonstrators were also detained by police. In border district of Kupwara, police fired live ammunition in air to foil the protest march. Addressing Eid congregation at the region's historic central mosque, Kashmir's top pro-independence leader Mirwais Umar Farooq prayed for the resumption of dialogue between India and Pakistan to resolve all disputes, including the long-standing Kashmir dispute.
I hope BJP-ruled government will initiate confidence-building measures and to begin with letting the government open traditional routes between the divided parts of Kashmir. That will pave way for the amicable resolution of all issues, including the long-standing issue of Kashmir.
Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims visited mosques and shrines to say their Eid prayers. They prayed for peace in the Muslim world and called for strengthening unity and brotherhood among different Islamic schools of thought.
Eid is a special occasion when God answers our prayers and gives reward to the believers. We pray for end to bloodshed and lasting peace in Kashmir and in the Muslim world.
Kashmir, the only Muslim majority state in India, continues to remain the bone of contention between India and Pakistan. Both the regions claim the region in full but rule it in parts. The region has witnessed resurgence of armed rebellion since 2016. This year so far, over 100 pro-independence fighters have been killed in gunfights with Indian forces in Kashmir.
Once again, people have taken to the streets on Eid here in Kashmir to express outrage at India's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party, BJP's Iron Fist policy on the Himalayan region. They said New Delhi's refusal to address the Kashmir issue as per the wishes and aspirations of the people of the region has worsened the situation. Sayyid Ali Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.